Packard Pipe.
Hey, is Claiborne in?
Let me transfer you. Hold on one
second. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Packard Truck Lines.
Is this Claiborne there?
No, he is not. May I help you with something?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Claiborne's going to be my man, but is there anyone who kind of helps him out with the financing? Like a controller, office manager, CFO, anything like that?
No, he does that all on his own.
Yeah, that's what I thought. When's a good time to reach him?
No good time. That's what I was just getting ready to tell you. Unless you're actually returning one of his calls, I usually take down a name and a callback number and a message. He doesn't take calls, you know, if he's not expecting. He just gets too many of them.
No, 100%. All right, well, then I will leave you my message. Are you ready?
Okay. All righty.
My name is John, and I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. And you spell that C-A-R, like car, and then D-I-F-F, like different.
Okay.
Cardiff. And, yeah, I'm just calling in reference to the finance offer that we extended his way a couple weeks back, and just want to see if he had time to look that over yet and just talk a little business.
Okay.
And my
callback number.
Yep, ready? It's my direct line is 858. 299-6006.
299-6006.
Yeah, just in general, do you have any idea of when the company kind of sits down and kind of busts open the books and goes over if they're going to bring on any new equipment or do some financing?
Sometime it's toward the end of the year, but to be honest with you, things are kind of rough right now. I'm not sure if they're going to be expanding in that area anytime soon, so...
Yeah, what's going on? Why are things slowing down for you?
Oh, because this is the oil field. And ever since the thing with no oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, and then that's all our customers.
Yeah.
That really does have a direct effect on us. So
yeah. So what are you guys looking to kind of happen to get back into your peaks?
Well, we need the drilling to start opening up again, and we need more oil companies to go in and invest in the drilling.
Right.
Otherwise, if they're not doing it in the Gulf, if they're doing it in South America, like a lot of them moved, or some of them, it's not going to do us any good.
Yeah, well, what has to happen to have them open that back up?
Well, from what I'm understanding, and it's all political. Also,
yeah, of course.
It started with Obama stopping drilling after the BP spill.
Yeah.
That's what started it. But then the economy's just bad anyway. So,
yeah, so people aren't really willing to risk going through the political tape and risk the financial ramifications of it, too. I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Our contract is oilfield carrier. We are an oilfield carrier.
Oh.
We carry pipes for all the rigs.
Perfect.
There are no rigs. We don't carry pipes.
Yeah,
so
you can't carry nothing and get paid for it. That makes sense.
Exactly. And we don't have the authority. Federal regulations dictate what we can haul.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the authority like to say, okay, we're going to start hauling food.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you'd have to get a completely different, I'm sure, a license.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. You'd have to get the permission and the licenses to do that. Yeah.
So,
okay.
All right. All right, John. I won't give him your number, though, because he gets all the messages.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Thank you.
Alrighty, bye-bye.